The horsemen paced him the rest of that day. When dawn came, they were gone. After a few hours, he became confident enough to increase his pace. Curse them. He would do what they wanted and slaughter them anyway. The miles passed away as they had before he had entered the Empire. As he ran, he pondered the hidden purpose behind his having been turned onto this extended course. He could not prise loose the sense of it. Chapter 48. Smeds found Old Man Fish as soon as he had gotten himself some rest. Fish listened intently and watched him through narrowed eyes as he told his tale. "Didn't think you'd have what it takes, Smeds."
"Me neither. I was scared shitless the whole time."
"But you thought, and you did what you had to do. That's good. Think you'd know the man who got away if you saw him again?"
"I don't know. It was dark, and I never got a real good look at him."
"We'll worry about him later. Thing we gotta do now is get rid of those bodies. Where's Tully?"
"Who knows?
Probably sleeping.
Why not just leave them where they are? It ain't like they're out where somebody's going to trip over them."
"Because somebody besides you and me knows where they are. And he might tell somebody else who might go take a look and maybe recognize Timmy Loken as a guy who used to hang around with you and me and Tully. Get it?"
"Got it."
Also, maybe Fish wanted to look just to make sure Timmy had gone out the way Smeds said he had. Smeds was related to Tully Stahl, and Fish already had a habit of not taking on faith anything that Stahl said. "So get Tully and let's move." Smeds went inside the Skull and Crossbones, nodding to the Night Stalker's corporal as he passed. The owner, who didn't have much use for them, scowled at him across the common room. Smeds had to pass close by him. The man asked,
"You boys going to pay for your room? You're 2 days late."
"Tully was supposed to take care of it. It's his turn."
"Surprise, friend, Tully didn't. And he's running a pretty steep beer tab, too."
"Another day or two, I'll mention it to your buddy, the corporal." He grinned wickedly. Nothing he'd like better than to send them to the labor companies. Smeds held his eye till he flinched, then tossed him a coin.
"There's for the rent. I'll tell Tully to cover his tab."
Tully was not asleep. He'd maybe heard some of that. He was pretending. Smeds said,
"Come on. We've got work to do."
When Tully didn't move, he added,
"I'm going to count to five. Then I'm going to kick your ribs in."
Tully sat up.
"Shit, Smeds. You get more like that asshole Fish every day. What's so damned important you gotta get me out of bed?"
"In the street." Meaning he couldn't say there, where somebody might hear. "On our way out, you might pay the landlord what you owe him. He's getting edgy. Talking about mentioning you to that corporal."
Tully shuddered. "Shit, that asshole! How about you cover it for me for